It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath, talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Me and Johnny are in the house.
Morning.
What's going on, boss? Good week?
Good week.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you this. A little foggy this morning, but it's not supposed to get crappy till tomorrow, so it's a perfect day to come get some barbecue.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
How's the how is Whitfield's doing right now?
I'm gonna work steady. Yeah. I have no complaints. I got a job, you know. We're not losing money, so I'm cool with that, you know.
That's a win.
Yes, that is a win.
What do you got on the grill today? You doing some just briskets?
Today's just a full menu.
Pulled pork?
Yeah, brisket, pulled pork, ribs, beef sausage, jalapeno cheese sausage. We will have some kolaches today, but
nice.
Some of those are getting delivered.
Come down there and get some kolaches.
Some of those and some barbecues getting delivered to on campus today.
So
I can't really...
Are you introducing some of the new folks to some good Texas barbecue?
Someone called me and they're like, hey, you know, someone needs some of the best barbecue in Austin. I said, well,
is it the right man. Is Shark Week? Is that what we're talking?
I don't know. It's just, you know, it's one of those specialty orders.
Okay.
One of those specialty orders.
I like it. We need to tell the coaches right now, hey, make sure that you don't cut the fat off the meat.
Or I'll kill you.
Or Casey will punch you before you even get settled.
I will choke you, and then you'll choke yourself, not with your hand. I watched Full Metal Jacket this week.
Nice.
I forgot how great. That's the greatest.
Good one-liners.
I think it's one of the greatest intros to a movie all time. Either that, okay. Is that the lineup? That's when drill instructor.
Yeah, the drill instructor.
Oh, yeah.
Lineup.
And just hammers them all.
Awesome.
I think that's one of the best. One of the best opening scenes to a movie. Super Troopers, I think, is right there as well.
Okay.
Those are kind of my top two opening scenes.
From Full Metal Jacket to Super Troopers?
I mean, just on both ends.
Okay.
You know what I mean? On the comedy side, that's the greatest opening scene there. We're sitting here. Watch y'all smoke the whole bag. Please, no.
I may.
Those are loud. I finally got headphones again.
There you go. Casey's usually the last one. Like, we're looking around the set like, hey, we got some headphones for Casey around here. Nope.
I'll tell you what, whoever was in this seat last is deaf.
Just loud as hell.
I mean, my ears might be bleeding a little bit. That's that bad. But no, well, congrats to the Westlake Chaps.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they beat when they beat North Shore.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're going to win. They can't. I mean, North Shore's, they're so dominant.
Correct.
And you see how the last 2 years, they're going for a three-peat.
Yeah.
Only person ever to three-peat was Kyler, right? With Allen.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, until Cade Klubnik leads the Chaparrals to the three-peat next year.
Are they have a lot of seniors?
They're going to lose a lot of guys, but they got the quarterback back.
What about their defense?
A lot of their defense is gone.
Oh, yeah, they're done. They're not going to go back. They're not going to three-peat.
Their
defense is what won them that.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, not take anything away from that offense.
Because two years ago, that offensive line at North Shore was picking up people and throwing them.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And Lake Travis. I mean, you saw him play Lake Travis. It was like slinging ragdolls.
Correct.
And that's growth. That shows you that.
But the Westlake way, you just put your head down and work harder. and what do you just grind and grind, Casey?
God.
And what do you do?
It would have been a good morning until he said the Westlake way and started saying you can just put your head down and grind, man.
You do. That's what happened. We went back to back state championships. First time ever for Westlake. So I'm excited for those kids. Michael Taft, that DB.
It's about
time
they get some talent at Westlake, you know, and finally win something.
Yeah, yeah.
They finally get some good talent at Westlake.
It was interesting because, you know, Michael Taft, their DB, who probably intercepted one of the best interceptions I've ever seen in a high school football game, just went up and grabbed it with one hand. And, you know, he ended up having two interceptions in the game. He was the MVP of the state game the year before on the defensive side of the ball and was repeated and, you know, with two interceptions. And I was like, hey, that's great. But
does he
back in 96, Tommy Kia took down three in the state game. So what are we really talking about here? Am I right?
That's so funny. But you only won one, so that's okay.
Yes, that's true. And the first, though.
Didn't you get knocked out in that game?
Well, not... not
so you didn't
not,
even play
not,
in the championship game, did you?
False. I played three quarters. and on the very last play that I was ever going to play in high school football, Dominic Rhodes juked me out of my ACL.
And that defines your whole high school career.
No, it doesn't define my whole high school career by any means. Get out of here, Case.
I hate you.
But it was the last play I was ever going to play, and you know, Dominic got me. I mean, he went one way, and I tried to like
NFL talent.
I tried to go the opposite direction when he cut, and it was at the old Cowboys Stadium, and it was a little wet. You know, it had rained that day, and it rained the night before, so we were wearing these kind of wet cleats. Not cleats, but it was like, you know, almost shoes with little deals.
Yeah.
And.
Well, y'all are on turf, that's right.
Yeah, and it was turf. So, like,
carpet. Were y'all on carpet?
No, it was okay. It wasn't as bad as, like, the Astrodome.
Did you ever play on the carpet?
Yes.
The worst. You ever play on carpet? Okay, so when you get the carpet burn and all the little green hairs are in your your cut and you have to, like, pull them out, you know? Because that old turf sucked.
At Westlake, we had a sand based turf.
So he tore you up even more.
Oh, like, so you, I mean, you're like, it's Wednesday and you're still scraping, you know, sand off your, you know, strawberries.
It was worse, like after practice, sitting in the shower and you're like, this is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
But what we had to do when, like, what they made us do when we get them real bad, like when we played Tech and stuff before they changed, and in high school, like, you got to scrub it. Because you don't want to, you know what I'm
Correct.
Saying? So it's a big burn. So you're in there and you're like, when it's, you know, your whole forearm or whatever, you know, you get in there with the soap and water and you scrub it and it hurts and it bleeds a little bit. And then you got to get all the green hairs out or, you know, it gets infected, staff and all that kind of stuff. My dad's like, you got to clean it. I'm like, Dad, this is some bull. He's like, no, you got to, you know, especially, you know, that turf. Those turfs are so nasty. But yeah,
So Dominic went one way, my ACL went the other, and that was it for me.
Yep.
Enjoyed it, you know. It was really cool for
Did
those
you party that night?
Oh God, yeah.
Limping and gimping?
Oh yeah, I was on crutches, like I got all that, you know, the sympathy. Oh Johnny.
Oh Johnny.
Let me console you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Your mom knows now what you did.
Now we went, I'm trying to think, that night. Back when my brothers went to state, we had a party back at our house like 2 years prior when they didn't win. Uh-huh. And then I'm trying to think. We went over to a buddy's in Lost Creek's house. It was a guy that wasn't a football player.
Yeah.
That was like, you guys win it all. Adam Fike was like, you guys win it all. I got you. We won it all. And it was like we returned like kings. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. We don't, you know, it's a good little barbecue in the backyard, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it was the first, so we were super excited.
No, that's awesome though. Congrats to Westlake back to back,
and congrats to Southlake. I mean, they're a really good team, and Riley
lost.
I know, but that's Todd's son, Riley Dodge.
Hey!
Stop.
Hey.
After the game, everybody's family.
Hey,
game's over.
Hey, see that's why you didn't tackle Dominique Grant. Is because of that comment right there. You got soft. You got soft.
Probably.
You're like, I don't want to hit this guy.
Well, you know, we were already beating him by enough. I didn't want to, you know, ruin his day.
I'm just going to tear my ACL and say I'm done for the day.
That's it.
Well, that's good. That's a good angle. I like it. I like the angle.
Well, I did see yesterday that Hank Aaron passed away.
Yeah, it's a sad day.
He was an incredible baseball player, but, you know, did a lot. endured a lot as a baseball player, breaking Babe Ruth's record and you know, getting death threats and all that. I mean, it was, you know, but when he did it, you know, and you saw a standing ovation for Henry Aaron, you know, in the Deep South, and everybody was, you know, up raising their hands and, you know, clapping him on and cheering him on. I mean, he was one of those first guys that really let, you know, sports change. You know, he led change through his athleticism and got to a platform and was able to really kind of push the needle.
Did I say what, he was like 17 playing in the Negro Leagues already?
Yeah.
I was like, that's insane.
And then I saw Larry King passed away. This morning. Yeah.
Really? This morning?
Longtime CNN legend, that guy. You know,
when I was born, he was that old. So, I mean, he lived a long
time. I don't remember Larry King ever being
anything
not
but
old.
That. Anything but that.
Correct.
Anything but that.
He had a couple wives, I think. I mean, that guy.
Oh, yeah, Larry King had women.
He was old, but
they loved him.
He had that swag suspenders? Was he a suspenders guy? I feel like Larry King was a suspender.
Bet you he wore Brute, too.
Oh, yeah. He
definitely was a Brute guy. Brute used to be.
Aqua Velva? I bet he was an Aqua Velva type of guy.
It was either Brute or Obsession. That's what all the old men wore.
Oh, that's what you guys wore in, like, the locker rooms in high school, probably.
No, the first time I ever smelt it was at we belonged to a club or whatever, right? Like Inverness Country Club or whatever. God,
just so fancy.
But it was more for the working out and the pool.
Sure.
And having that number. You know, you just put the number in and, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your parents would call you. You ordered $75 for lunch today at the pool. Like, what were you eating?
Dude, I didn't.
Well, you know, the burgers and pizzas, and then went and played basketball, came back, got another meal. You know, it was all that.
Bro, when we moved to Illinois as a kid, and it was the first time we ever got my dad's job. He was at the University of Illinois as a football coach.
Yeah.
He got a membership to the Champaign Urbana Country Club.
Yeah.
Right? And we had never been to a country club. I didn't know what the hell a country club was. So we go there. And, you know, mom and dad just drop us off. We go to tennis lessons or something like that. And I go to the snack shop, and they're like, what's your number? And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, what's your last name? And Rogers said, oh, okay, you're, you know, 1402. Awesome. And so I was like, yeah, I just want a payday. And they're like, great. And that was, they handed me the payday, and that was it. I was like, can I also get a Coke? And they're like, get a Coke?
Yeah.
They're not asking me for any money. So I'm like, this is amazing. It's like, mom, all you got to do is give these people a number. You get whatever you want. It's like a $50 charge from me. At, you know, nothing but like, I was buying candy for everybody. It was like, this is great. Trying to make friends.
Absolutely. No, that's
all you got to do. And we had one down at People's Pharmacy over here by Westlake. And that's how my parents would know, like when I came back to college and didn't call them and say, hey, I'm in town. Because I'd go, you know, put a bunch of stuff on the number at, you know, People's Pharmacy, and they'd be like, were you in town last week? Like, yeah. They're like, well, at least call us next time. They're like, we got a $20 charge from People's Pharmacy, so we knew it had to be either you or somebody else knows the number now.
Yeah. So that's about right. I don't know where I was getting at that, but.
You were going to a fancy club to work out or something like that.
No, I don't even know what we're talking about.
That's all right.
All right, squirrels.
Squirrels.
What else we have?
Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
Big fight tonight.
Yeah, I saw like the thing. He's all nice and stuff.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
He's probably going to get beat. Didn't have that competitive edge. But I don't know. He might be in a different mindset. That's wild. Larry King passed.
Eight wives? Eight. Seven wives? That's seven or eight. We're at eight. Nine. Nine. Holy, we're going up by the. I mean, what if you're like.
He had nine wives?
Man.
That a boy.
Why are you even getting married at that point? You know, just like, just make a decision and go with it. Stick one direction. Or just don't. You know, don't have nine. I mean, that's a lot of wives.
You know?
It's probably why I had to work so long. So he was working well into his 80s is because he probably had to, probably paying, you know, spousal support for eight different people. God bless.
Hopefully he didn't have a kid with each one. If you didn't have a kid with each one, he's all right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, usually I'm sure after like the fourth one, he, here, sign this. You get nothing.
All nothing. Right. Hey, we got some playoff football.
We do this weekend. It's gonna be it's a good weekend, you know. A lot of people, you know, they're high on the Buccaneers, but they're still taking Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's understandable, you know. And Matt LaFleur, their head coach, you know, he was Kyle Shanahan's like understudy, right?
Is that right?
So with the Texans, LaFleur, when I first got to the Texans, he was like Kyle's assistant.
Like quality control?
Yeah, but he was more involved in, you know, the plays, and he was in there deep, you know what I mean? I mean, clearly, you can see he's a head coach right now doing good things. And he followed Kyle all around.
You can do a lot of good things when you got Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback.
Yeah. But you can see the play calling he is getting Devontae Adams open.
Correct.
And with a receiver like that, you always got two on him, or you got your best with just a little help over top just in case, you know. And he's still finding ways to get him open. That's just showing you that he's a good play caller. He's learned a lot.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, he would – that's wild. He's so young. He's so young.
I know.
He's kicking ass. I'm happy for him. I really am happy for him.
But
he follows Shano around, and, you know, he was up there in Washington with him as well. And,
just learning. Be a sponge. Soak it in.
Yeah.
That was smart. I mean, I was, you know, last weekend was a little sad seeing probably Drew's last game, Breeze's last game in the NFL.
Did you go to New Orleans?
No. I went 2 weeks ago whenever they played the Bears. And but did have
goes there to root against him and then lets him retire without even saying hey. It's all right. Tom was there to hug him at the end of the day.
Yes, they embraced. But it was, you know, what a great career. You look back at what Drew's done and you know, San Diego and then New Orleans, and I think you have to consider what Drew did in New Orleans, you know, transcended that entire area. And it wasn't just Drew, but it was the effort of him and Sean Payton, but you know, it was meant to be. It was meant for Drew and Brittany to be in New Orleans.
Oh yeah. No, like that 100%. Like 100%. He did so good for that.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Like at that time in Drew's career, he really needed a team and an organization to believe in him because he's coming off the shoulder surgery, torn labrum. The Dolphins and Nick Saban are like, hey, sorry, we're going with Dante Culpepper. Which, by the way, if they don't do that and they go with Drew, Nick Saban's still coaching in the NFL. But, you know, as it is, he goes to New Orleans and needed a city to believe in him, and he needed, you know, they needed somebody to believe in them, and it worked well. And that storyline is, you know, going to be played out all the way to Cooperstown, all the way to Canton for the Hall of Fame here in about 4 or 5 years, probably with Philip Rivers, because Philip just retired this week as well.
See, I've been looking at all these debates. People are like, Philip Rivers doesn't deserve it.
I think he does. I mean, he is a pretty darn good quarterback for a long time in this league.
Yeah. Eli Manning deserve it before him?
Yes. Because Eli has two Super Bowls.
But
it's about
numbers are better.
So what? He won championships.
I don't know. I like Terry Bradshaw. He wasn't a good quarterback, but
won championships.
Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. I mean, you can be a Hall – if you win championships, you can be a Hall of Famer and have a slightly less career, but it can't be the other way. If you haven't won championships, you better be able to just look at numbers and say, yeah, absolutely, this guy 100% deserves to be.
But that's more for quarterbacks, though.
Yeah, true.
That's not for other positions, because other positions.
Offensive line is really up into it. Up for interpretation.
Even receivers, even DBs, cornerbacks, theirs is all numbers, period.
True.
Period. Quarterbacks are the only ones
Are you saying
where,
you feel overlooked to have been in the Hall of Fame?
No, it's all about Pro Bowl, Super Bowl, or Pro Bowl and the All-Pros.
Correct.
And then
it's not necessarily championships. It's how many times you've been to the Pro Bowl or at least been recognized.
Yeah, that's every other position but quarterback. Quarterback – There's a Super Bowl. You have to win a Correct. Super Bowl as a quarterback.
Or you better just have the best stats like a Dan Marino.
Yeah, but that's hard. You know, those are stupid numbers.
Yeah.
you know, but in this day and age, these quarterbacks are going to have a lot better numbers than those guys did back in the day.
And what do you, I mean, what's going on with Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans right now?
Dumpster juice.
I mean, how, as somebody who's played for that organization,
the reason why it's all kind of the reason why it's all kind of calmed down is because I'm sure Bienemy said after Super Bowl, I'm coming. Just chill out.
Right.
That's the only thing that's going
to. But don't you think they should have conveyed that to Deshaun? Like, I mean, I don't think he really knows what's going on.
He doesn't, because the organization's doing some. They're just stupid.
Dumpster fire.
It's point. Just like I don't get what the hell's going on with all that.
No.
But
I mean, I don't think anyone's looking at the Houston Texans right now like they're the franchise that, you know, the Patriots are or something like that. They haven't been relevant, really, done much.
No, they haven't. You're right. You're right about that.
But hopefully they can turn that around. And for their sake, I hope Deshaun stays.
Yeah, I hope for the city. I hope for the Texans he stays. But I mean, if they don't make changes in the higher ups, no one's going to want to go there.
Correct.
You know, so that's where they're at. And Cal needs to address this and figure it out and really find some good people to talk to instead of talking to these people that are kind of steering them the wrong way. Like, go sit back down to your dad's core values and how your dad do it and sit down and think, okay, let me get this guy involved, you know, on the side and get his advice and take some advice from some real people. That's what he needs to do.
Sure, but the Texans just interviewed Josh McCown for their head coaching job. Like, interviewed him. Like, they brought him in and he just retired from the NFL. He was on a roster this year.
They interviewed for a head coaching job?
Yes.
Oh, well then, yeah.
I mean, is this going
to
turn?
He needs to get out of
and
there.
And we talk about this after the break here, but, like, you saw a lot of transition in the NBA game where you have former players that are just jumping straight into becoming head coaches or take a couple years off, then become head coaches, not paying any kind of dues, not going through any types of, you know, formal coaching systems. Will that happen in the NFL? We can talk about that right after the break. You're listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on the Horn. Good morning. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Johnny Rogers, Casey Studdard, getting you through an early Saturday morning. Overcast. It's a nice 53 degrees.
Yeah.
Not cold, but just.
It's awesome. You're not going to be sweating. Yeah. So you can sit there and have your barbecue and not sweat.
You can drive down to Whitfield's with the windows rolled down, grab some barbecue, sit outside, enjoy it, go back, get some more. Don't forget to get some of his. Are you doing any of the pastries today at Whitfield's? You got any desserts?
We'll have our cobblers. I haven't been running banana pudding because as soon as it got cold, like, I was going home with like 10 of them. So on Sundays
just
and Mondays,
eating by yourself.
I'm sitting there with all these like single helpings. You know, it's like, so I'll eat one when I get home after service, and then I'll eat one with dinner, so there's two in one night, and I'm like, God, it's not good. So, yeah.
Casey, I just see you like, what was it, like Billy Madison when they're all just sitting around eating all the puddings from the
From the snack packs.
The snack packs and stuff. I just see Casey sitting around with all this banana pudding around him, just licking the foil to make sure he gets everything.
Stole the kids' lunches? Yes, absolutely. Sitting there eating PB&Js. Oh, I miss Farley. I wish he.
I do too. He was.
I wish he was. I mean, you just imagine the roles he would have been in.
Yeah.
In all these crazy movies, like him and Will Ferrell together, like all those crazy.
How many? You know, yeah. I mean, imagine him and him and Will Ferrell together would have been just an incredible duo.
Like, you know,
I better not. Got what the doctors call a little bit of a weight problem.
Yeah. But cocaine's a hell of a drug. So.
It was, you know, God, Chris Farley, the Chippendale scene in SNL with Patrick Swayze. That's probably one of my favorites from SNL.
Yeah, I mean, it's for me with him, it's just how hard he went. You know what I mean?
Correct.
And to see how hard he went, and to see he would try his hardest to make people break character, and that's my favorite part.
Yeah,
Yeah, I know a lot of people hate when people break character, but like these guys have heard it once. But when it's that funny and you're a comedian laughing at something, like that's some.
Well,
funny,
you go back and you go back and look at some of Farley's skits, and when he's doing Matt Foley, the motivational speaker, and it's Christina Applegate and David Spade right there. They are just dying laugh. I mean, like shoulder shrugs, like probably biting on their tongue so they don't completely lose it. But
well, that's what they said. They said, you know, when him and Spade were doing, you know, Tommy Boy or coming up with Tommy Boy and all that stuff. Like Sandler was like, that was literally what Farley did to Spade every day.
Every day, yeah.
At the office, you know what I mean? Like while they're sitting there, SNL.
Bad guy, little
like
note.
He goes, he would do this stuff to Spade all day, and that's so like those are all skits that he's done, like just by him just doing you know, just being himself. It's like it's wild. Down by the river. Smoking doobies in a van down by the river.
God, he's fantastic.
No, absolutely. We got through one playoff game. I was reading a little story about Tampa Bay center. Yeah, he's playing his ass off. He's a bad dude running downfield. But the next game,
don't forget about the Bills Mafia.
Bills and Chiefs, you know, like I think next year is the year that the Bills go to the Super Bowl. But the only reason why I'm kind of second guessing that is because, you know, Mahomes didn't get hit that hard, mm-hmm. but it was like the way that he pulled on his neck a little bit when he got up all shaky and wobbly knee like that. Man,
hadn't seen that to Mahomes yet in the league.
You don't see that a lot because you know usually they'll kind of okay, I'm gonna go to the sideline, but to see him like physically couldn't stand up and like wobbly like that, I mean he. You know, and he's playing
they,
this week.
Have
so
they,
it's,
I mean,
it's
have
just
they
one
announced
those
that he's playing?
Yeah, he's definitely playing.
Well, I mean, from the reports that came out last week, it was like everything had to happen perfectly for Mahomes to come back and play. Like, had to have the, you know, great results, had to hit certain metrics, all that.
He'll be playing.
Yeah. I'm seeing as of yesterday, he cleared concussion protocols.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he'll be playing regardless.
It's gonna be hard to keep him out of that.
I'm gonna let you know. Concussion protocols, regardless, will be passed. But so that's the only thing that concerns me. Like you know, Bills defense. You know,
Jerry Hughes coming off the edge.
Come off the edge, hits him one time, gets a good sack or something like that. And you know, yeah, you got Henny, but it's now Mahomes is really rocked 2 weeks in a row. That's when you really got to sit down and chill.
Are they doing...
Because a concussion's bleeding on the brain, right?
Correct.
So
your brain's moved around a little bit within its
your
membrane.
Brain has hit your skull, basically what it is.
Now, do we have a week off
and your brain
in between,
bleeds?
Is there a week off like the typical years, the Super Bowl, where it's like...
2 weeks later.
Championship game, then there's a week off. That's sometimes, back in the day, they used to do the Pro Bowl.
They always, it's always been 2 weeks.
Yeah. I just didn't know with the new COVID measures if... they were just going to try to push through it, or if they were, in fact, going to do the 2 weeks.
When is Super Bowl? February or something? Somebody.
But it's usually the first weekend in February.
Yeah, February 7th.
Okay, so there is a week off. So it'll be in 2 weeks. That's good.
Yeah, happy birthday, Phil Dawson, Eric Metcalf.
Ooh. Phil was on the show.
Metcalf played for the Browns, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. What years was he at the Browns?
Oh, I think Eric Metcalf left the University of Texas right before we all came in 92. So Metcalf had to have been with the Browns all through the 90s. Is that right?
89 and 94.
Okay.
89 and 94.
Boy, he was something to watch.
Yeah. No, I mean, I remember watching him in the pros.
He was kind of a bright spot.
Well, a couple of my friends they're from Cleveland, right? So they're Indians, Browns fans, and they'd be like, Metcalf, but I hated the Browns. So like, but I had to cheer for him because he's a Longhorn.
True.
I was like, I hope you do good, but I hate the damn Browns.
Old Phil Dawson, speaking of the Browns, yeah, he's...
Yep, both of them.
What a guy.
He's been retired, what, 1 year, 2 years now?
Been 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
Appreciated when he came on to the big ugly tailgate before the LSU game last year.
Yeah.
That was fun. He's
Phil's got some great stories. Played for my dad at the University of Texas. It was at the time when the NCAA came out and said you can no longer have a recruiting coordinator who isn't a coach. You can't just have a designated recruiter. So if you're a recruiting coordinator, you also have to be a coach.
Yeah.
So it was, McAvick was like, all right, Randy, you can be Phil's coach. And it was like, all right, Phil, go out there and good luck. You know, like, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot that Triple R had to teach Phil Dawson about how to be a good kicker. He was already a good kicker. I think the only job I think my dad had with Phil was trying to keep him from running down the field after kickoffs and trying to make the tackle, because Phil loved to do that. He loved to stick his head in there. He was a kicker, but he loved to hit people too. I know Casey isn't very fond of kickers, but
so we just had a texter come in and talking about Eric Metcalf. They said if Eric Metcalf would have played in today's offense, he would have been a Hall of Famer.
Just because of how versatile he was?
Yeah, you remember how, like, he was that guy.
Yeah.
He was, you know, catch out of the backfield, but no one ever did that. And correct. He had the scoot, he had the slot. I mean,
great special teams player, too,
that's
right?
That's a good one right there. You're right. I mean, Metcalf was a beast. I remember watching him. Did you call him Terry Metcalf?
I guess his dad played in the NFL.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yep. Well, anyway, so back to, sorry to get off of that subject, but, you know, back to, you know, Bills and Chiefs. I, you know, with the concussions and stuff like that, you know, I wouldn't know who to put money on. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things where I hope he stays upright, but one good hit, I mean, just if it was a concussion where he kind of walked off the field, I would be fine. But to see him all wobbly leg like that, like he got knocked out.
If you look at
for a little hit too, his head didn't really. It was just an awkward turn to his neck or something like that. It got him all.
You hear it more, and I mean, keep hearing about Pat Mahomes and how incredible of a quarterback he is, and he is. Don't get me wrong, yeah. But Josh Allen is not getting the attention that he deserves. Real quick, I want to just look.
He's a beast.
I want to look at passing yards this year. Okay, Mahomes passed for 4,740 yards. Okay, Josh Allen, 4,500. So he's about 150 below Mahomes. You look at touchdowns. Mahomes, 38 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Josh Allen, 37 touchdowns with 10 interceptions.
Yeah.
So Josh Allen is playing at a level, very much so, of a Pat Mahomes, of a Lamar Jackson. Of a Aaron,
Lamar Jackson. I mean, what do you? He's in, what?
He was an MVP last year.
Yeah, but we're talking arms here. You can't talk arms and put Lamar in there.
Yeah, you can. He can throw the ball.
No, you can't. You can't be talking about a dude throwing, having these crazy ass numbers.
I'm
like
just
Mahomes
talking about
and Josh
MVP
Allen.
Level numbers.
Yeah. Then you put Aaron there and you put Drew there.
Tom.
Arms. You don't put Lamar Jackson comparing touchdowns to arms.
Playing at an elite level, Josh Allen's playing at that level.
Absolutely.
At that level.
Absolutely.
And then you look at receiving yards, okay, and you start doing matchups. I mean, Kelsey's the leading receiver for the Chiefs.
He's a walking 20-piece in fantasy.
All day.
So my first two picks next year in the draft, Mahomes, Kelsey. First two picks, period.
We had a guy in our league.
Period.
Who he had Kittles and Kelsey.
Oh, so smart. Put the one double, as a flex?
Yeah, put one at the flex.
Oh, just hammered people.
Yeah, he finished, I think, third in the league.
He finished third with those two.
Spent a lot of money on them.
Oh, you guys have that weird
Yeah, we do an auction draft as opposed to the snake. You know, it's just more real life.
Yeah.
You know, real GMing. You got to set budgets and what you're going to do. But I had we have a keeper league, and my keeper, my keeper is going to be Jefferson from the Vikings. I got him for $3 because he was a rookie.
Very good.
And he's going to be on my team for a long time.
Absolutely. That's good.
Ain't going to give him up at all.
Yeah, Arian Foster won our league this year.
Wait. Are you in a league with Arian?
Yeah, I'm in a league with like.
Are these all old Texan guys? Or
yeah, like Arian Foster, Eric Winston.
Nice.
Travis Johnson.
Who was the young guy?
Wade Smith.
The defensive lineman that you guys had.
Amobi Okoye.
That guy. Yeah.
He's not in it.
Gotcha.
Moby's a good dude, though. He was in my same draft class.
But you guys
don't.
It was
funny. I'd be going to the bar. I'd be like, come on, Amovie's, go get a drink.
Oh, that's right.
He'd get carded and wouldn't be able to get into the bar. And I'm like, you know, we're in the league. I'm like, oh, man, I forgot you're only 19. He's like, it's all right. I mean, I'll head home. I felt so bad.
Really?
I was like, all right. We'll see you later, well, buddy.
Thanks for the ride. Hey, could you come back here in about 3 hours and pick us up?
I'll go find some people and come pick us up. Come pick me up in like 2 hours. I'll get a couple for it.
There you go.
Let's go home.
That's funny.
But, yeah, what were we talking about? Oh, no, so we would...
the fantasy football
league. Yeah, so fantasy football, it's me, Arian, Eric Winston, Wade Smith, Garrett Graham, Travis Johnson, Antoine Caldwell, Joel Dreesen was on. Joel
tight
Dreesen,
end. Dreesen, he was
Kevin
a tight
Walter, yeah. And David Anderson.
Nice.
I think that's everybody on there. We used to have more people. We had to kick him off. We had to kick Ben Tate off.
Beat it, Ben.
Ben Tate had to get kicked off.
Why did Ben have to leave? Just wasn't paying attention or
wouldn't pay on time.
Oh, there you go.
And then
come on, Tate.
Chris Myers would lose one game and this would be like he would sell his whole team away.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you
starting
doing?
Over week one?
Yeah. And I'm like, you just gave Gump, like, you know, we call Caldwell Gump. He's from Alabama.
Nice.
So he hated it as a rookie. Like, we're gonna call you Gump.
They forced.
And that's what everybody that's all that's
and it stuck.
Oh yeah, everybody calls him Gump.
Love it. Love it.
Old Bubba Gump. No, but yeah, he sold his whole team to Caldwell for like nobody, like for some kickers. I was like, really? You can't be doing that.
Yeah, we had a guy in our league that made a trade. And he traded away Derrick Henry to the guy who was, like, in first place so he could pick up a couple, you know, he had more depth. And we all, I mean, it was just wasn't even fair. I mean, you can't give the number one running back in the league to the first place team. Just and that guy just ran away with it.
Sucks for you guys.
Sucks for me.
I took third this year, so I got all my money back. We paid $250 a man. First place gets, I don't know, like, whatever it is.
A gift card to the Vince Young Steakhouse?
Like 16 or something like that, 16, 17.
Get a couple gift cards from the VY Steakhouse?
Aaron texts, he goes, guys, I'm a sore loser. I just want to tell all of you, you suck, you know, and some other choice words.
Love it.
But, yeah, I guess he's doing some, like, rapping and stuff now.
Nice. You going to drop some tracks with him?
No.
You got some flow? You gonna spit some game, Case? You ever recorded anything, Casey?
No.
You guys didn't do like a Texan song or anything like that?
They did, yeah.
They did?
We had a practice squad, boys.
Stop.
Yeah. It was Zach Dials. Who was that running back from Notre Dame? Played here and played for the Broncos. He had a big old head on. We called him Heady Monster.
He was what position?
Running back. He was there with Quinn and all them.
My recollection of Notre Dame football is not high right now.
Golden Domer. Oh, what's his name? He played for the Broncos. He was in the same draft class as the 07. He got picked up by the Texans.
Theo Riddick?
Look at the 06 Notre Dame roster. God, I can't remember his name.
Well, we gotta take a break. Yeah, we'll figure that out. And...
But no, they actually did a couple CDs for like three songs for their skit or whatever.
That's great.
Practice squad boys. All right, we gotta take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. I'm only going to be here another 20 minutes, and I got to get back to the pit. Down a man today. So I got to get back there and help set up and everything. But
Case, how did you feel about a Stoops being a member of the UT football coaching staff for about 5 minutes this week?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the reports were out that Mike Stoops was heading to the University of Texas.
I knew that wasn't going to happen.
That broke. I think it was Thursday night.
I heard it on the radio that morning. I was like, yeah, right. Stoops.
And then by Friday morning, it was just a fake news story, pretty much. I think it was legit.
If he was coming and it was for real, Sark just got his first taste of, sorry, sir, this is one
the best
hire.
The best quote I saw was, Sark just found his brakes.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can do a lot at the University of Texas. The one thing you cannot do is have a Stoops on your coaching staff. And Mike Stoops is a good football coach, but he has an outlandish personality, so much to the point where when he was at the University of Arizona and the president saw what he was acting like on the sidelines, was like, eh, we ain't doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Just not a good representation. So, you know, I think Del Conte had about 200,000 text messages the next morning that said, what are you doing, Stoops? Anybody but a Stoops. Sure enough, the next day, oh, it's fake news. Never happening.
Yeah, it's
found the governor.
Yeah.
So, okay, I guess that's the tipping point right there. We can do a lot of things here, but Stoops, probably not.
Yeah, it was one of those calls like, hey, Coach Sark, that's that one ain't gonna happen. Okay, sorry. All right, cool. I'm gonna go the other route. No, but
I'm excited. Sark starts putting together a really good coaching staff. You know, guys who have played in national or coached in national championship games and playoffs, and we didn't have a lot of that on
we just hope staff. We didn't hire any of the guys that, because you know how there's sad to say it, but there's a lot of guys who get hired who aren't good coaches on staffs, like where it's like
when you say coaches, like guys that can actually develop talent.
You know, a lot of times coaches come with people, right?
Right.
So you see it in the NFL, you see people come with people, and you're
politics.
Like, this guy is not a good coach,
right?
And you see it a lot in the NFL.
But he knows the right person, or is well enough networked that he's going to.
So hopefully, we just don't get any of those guys that are just like, here's a position. These guys all seem reputable, and the biggest thing is you know, if the kids are getting better, that's what you want.
Correct.
You know, that's it. At the end of the day, that's what you want. So, and if they're getting better and you're making them, you know,
gas, no brakes.
You know, that's all I can ask.
Let's
for.
Let's go.
And just get an offensive line coach that knows how to teach a twist game.
There it is.
I'm going to say that
the twist.
Until the end of the day.
You're going to say it until it's in existence.
Until I don't have to talk about stupid twists anymore with the Texas offensive line. But, I mean, they're going to be all mixed up next year.
Yeah.
I saw reports where they're saying we should Sam Cosmi should come back for another year.
Really?
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
No, he's gone.
We talked before the break. We were talking about that Notre Dame running back. Was it Darius Walker?
Yeah, Darius Walker. He had the biggest head.
Like Don Beebe style head? Like, was it him or was it Beebe or Tasker that had the humongous, like,
I can't remember,
dark helmet style helmet that was huge for the Bills?
No, I mean, he literally had a head on him, like, and that's what we call him, Heady Monster. Heady Monster. Like, he had that, it was like straight, and then it just went out and then up. Like, it was like, whoa.
Probably had to get a special made helmet.
The Colden Domer. Yeah, I mean, no, he. But yeah, he was one of the other singers on the practice squad, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Darius Walker. Anyways, you know, back to today. We got two playoff games tomorrow, but tonight, Conor McGregor back in the fight. I like Conor McGregor. I love his quote, I want to apologize to absolutely nobody. I love that. I mean, I love the way he talks crap. And a lot of people, you know, don't like that and blah, blah, blah.
Listen, I'm fine with him talking as long as he can back it up. And he has backed it up.
Yeah.
You know, what you don't like seeing is somebody just yapping and then takes one to the chin and just
lights out.
Yeah. He's.
Are you going to watch it?
No, I'll be barbecuing. What are we doing, man?
Can you get it down there on the?
I won't be sitting on my bidet in the 12th floor, Johnny. Is that what they have downstairs? Down at all the new apartment or the condos downtown now?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them they have that.
Are these California punks coming into town ordering bidets in their houses now?
I think so.
What is going on? Get out of here!
Beat it, nerd.
You did show me that where that guy came into Austin saying, "Oh, it's the worst experience ever." Well, good. Like, I hope more of you California people hate the heat. There's no public land around here.
Saw it on the gram, and there was a guy named Brett Adler that made a blog post that said, I moved my family from California to Austin, Texas, and regretted it. Here are 10 key points every person should consider before relocating. And we'll go through the first five real quick, Casey. First off, he said the weather. He's like, sure, you've heard it's hot and humid, but how bad could it be? It's just weather, right? Wrong. First of all, Austin is wet, getting almost 90% as much rain as Portland, Oregon.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
We're in a drought.
He must not have been here during the drought. He talks about no public land, which is somewhat true, but there's definitely, we have our public spaces.
We're not going to let you go squat.
Exactly.
You know, Adler likes it.
He talks about dishonesty. About Texans being dishonest, it says, think about integrity much. I didn't. I've worked with hundreds of companies and thousands of people from California. Sure, there are bad apples, but by and large, integrity is a default way to treat people here. It's not even something we talk about. Not so in Austin. First, it was the people we bought the home from. They lied about the cause of the leak, failed to disclose well water quality, blah, blah, blah. Sounds to me like he just had a bad realty.
Yeah, it's called do your due diligence.
Call your boy Johnny and I'll make sure that you get taken care of.
You're supposed to request all that before you buy a house?
Correct. It should be on the seller's disclosure.
You have an inspector go in there?
Correct.
And say, no, sir, you don't hire their inspector. Oh, we had an inspector come through. No.
Most laughable to me was that he was mad that people in Austin don't go on Yelp as much.
Who cares about Yelp or Google? Hey, go back to your California.
Here's what we're going to tell you. We're not Yelping about our favorite spots because we don't want you to go there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We like
being able to go to places like Cisco's and sit down and have some good migas without being surrounded by tons of people from not Austin.
Trying to ask for extra avocados and crap. Bunch of bull.
Yeah.
Anyways, hey, we got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this.